好，感谢主，今天我们按照读经进度来学习出埃及记第五章。
Thank the Lord. According to the Bible reading schedule, we're going to study Exodus chapter 5.
我们请打开出埃及记第五章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
出埃及记第五章第三节。
Exodus chapter 5, verse 3.
他们说希伯来人的神遇见我们，求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程，祭祀耶和华我们的神，免得他用瘟疫刀兵攻击我们。
So they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.
这里是记载摩西亚伦去见法老王。
Here it records that Moses and Aaron went to see Pharaoh.
要求说让他们以色列人可以走三天的路程到旷野来敬拜神。
They had requested Pharaoh to let them go 3 days journey into the desert so that they can worship God.
因为以色列希伯来的神已经遇见我们了。
Because the God of Hebrews has met with us.
所以呢，现在我们要来敬拜神，这是我们的本分。
So it is our duty and responsibility to worship God.
但是后来法老王非常生气。
But later on, Pharaoh was very angry.
他说你们这个只是一个借口。
He said this was just an excuse.
你们只是懒惰，不想工作。
It's because you are lazy and you do not want to labor.
所以呢，我要加重更多的工作给你们。
So I will add much more work for you to do.
本来他们都会由督工会把草给他们，然后他们再做成砖块。
And so initially they would be given the straw to make bricks.
但是现在不给他们草了。
Now they no longer were given the straw.
叫他们自己去捡草。
And they were told to find the straw themselves.
然后还是要做一样数量的砖块来给这些督工。
But they still needed to produce the same number of bricks.
那这样等于说加重了他们的工作时间。
Which basically increased the work hours.
也加重他们工作的负担。
As well as the amount of work that they had.
因此呢以色列人受更大的痛苦了。
Because of this, the Israelites faced more sufferings.
等一下我们就来谈谈这个结果到底对以色列人有什么样的教训什么样的灵性的造就呢
So later we will discuss how would this edify the spirituality of the Israelites.
但是现在呢摩西亚伦来对法老王说希伯来人的神遇见我们了。
However, at this point, Moses and Aaron said to Pharaoh that the God of the Hebrews has met with us.
这句话是整个他们要求要离开埃及的一个最主要的原因。
This was the main reason why they requested to leave Egypt.
所以我们先来介绍一下这位希伯来的神是怎样的神呢
？So let's first introduce what this God of the Hebrews is like.
那为什么这样的神遇见我们之后会产生这么大的影响，需要这么大的变化
？Why would such a God of the Hebrews greatly affect us and cause such great changes?
首先呢，我们先要来介绍。什么叫做希伯来的神
？So first, let's introduce what it means by the God of the Hebrews.
首先，我们先来说，那希伯来人这个意思是什么呢
？Let's also talk about what is the definition of Hebrews.
我们先说，在整个旧约圣经里面，第一次出现希伯来人这个名词是用在亚伯拉罕的身上。
So the first time in the Bible that it records the word Hebrew being used.Was referring to Abraham.
我们请看《创世纪》十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 14.
十四章十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
创世纪十四章十三节。
Genesis chapter 14, verse 13.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人摩曼利的橡树那里，曼利和以实各并亚乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Then one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth tree of Mamre and the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram.
这里是记载当时候有四个王和五个王这两队军队在打仗。
This records the time when there was a battle between the four kings and five kings.
而这个四个王他们的可以打胜仗。
The four kings were able to be victorious.
就把这五个王他们所居住的百姓还有财产都抢夺走了。
And they had taken away the goods as well as the people who dwelt there.
而这个五个王里面，其中有一个就是索多玛王。
And amongst the five kings, one of them was the king of Sodom.
那也就是罗德所住在索多玛这个地方，他一样也被掳走了。
And likewise, Lot, who dwelt in this place, Sodom, was also taken away.
所以罗德以及罗德的财物全部都被这个四王的联军给抢走了。那现在这个消息告诉了亚伯兰。
So the allies of the four kings took Lot as well as his goods away as well, and this news reached Abram.
所以亚伯兰这个时候就召集他全家的有318个壮丁然后去抢夺这些罗德以及他的其他的人还有财物回来。
So Abram, after hearing this, armed his 318 trained servants to go and rescue Lot.
当然，后来他打胜仗，也把罗德还有财物全部都夺回来了。
And later on, we find out that he was victorious in the battle, and he was able to rescue Lot as well as bring back all his goods.
然后后来，他就向麦基洗德来做献祭。
And later on, he offered to Melchizedek.
那这里就特别介绍说，有一个逃出来的人来告诉亚伯兰这个消息。
And so here it says there was someone who had escaped and told Abram the news.
那特别介绍亚伯兰，他就是希伯来人。
And here is he specifically introduced Abram as the Hebrew.
那这个希伯来在希腊文的原文意思就是穿越的意思。
And so the word Hebrew in Greek it means
Hebrew word 不是 Greek 希伯来文
In Hebrew, the language means on the other side.
不是穿越
Sorry, to pass over or to transfer.
所以这个是穿越过去的意思。
And so that's the meaning of what it means to pass over.
那么希伯来这个是为什么叫穿越呢？为什么用在亚伯兰的身上呢
？And so why was this meaning of Hebrew meaning to pass through?Was used upon Abram.
因为亚伯兰他们原来是住在加勒底的乌尔，是在底格里那个幼发拉底河这个大河的那边的人。
It is because he belonged to the group of people that dwelt on the other side of the river Euphrates.
然后那个河后来神选召亚伯兰，叫他离开这里要到迦南地来。
And so later on, God called Abraham to come over.To the land of Canaan.
所以呢，这个希伯来人这个名词通常都是迦南人称亚伯兰，他们这些从大河那边来的人，就把他们称为穿越的人，就是希伯来人。
And so, therefore, the people who came over, from the other side of the river, they were called the Hebrews, which meant to pass through or to cross over.
所以我们来看约书亚记这里有一个证明
And so.Here in Joshua, it talks about this name.
我们来看约书亚记二十四章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 24.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这是约书亚对于以色列的众支派还有长老官长对他们说到以前的历史。
So here it talks about the history of.The leaders of the people of Israel.
叫他们以后要一直来敬拜神不要去拜偶像。
And they told the people to worship God and not worship the idols.
也是说，原来亚伯兰他们住在幼发拉底河那边的时候，他们是拜偶像的。
It tells us that Abraham, when he was living on the other side of the river Euphrates that during those times they served the other the idols.
但是神把他呼召离开那个拜偶像的地方。
But God had called him to leave and depart from the land of worshiping idols.
请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。”
And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel: Your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods."
第三，我将你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来，领他走遍迦南全地，又使他的子孙众多，把以撒赐给他。
Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac.
所以这里呢，约书亚就回顾过去的历史。
And so here, Joshua spoke of the history of the past.
就说以前啊，我们的祖先都住在大河那边，就是幼发拉底河。
And he was saying that in the past, our ancestors used to dwell on the other side of the river Euphrates.
那么神就呼召亚伯拉罕离开那里。
And God had called Abraham to depart from that place.
然后就把迦南地来赐给他。
And to give him the land of Canaan.
那所以现在以色列人就可以进入迦南地了。
And so now the Israelites were able to enter the land of Canaan.
因此迦南地的人就称亚伯拉罕，他们叫做希伯来人，就是你们是从大河那边穿越过来的人。
And so they called these people the Hebrews, which are the people who had crossed over from the other side of the river.
好，那么现在这位神，他就是呼召亚伯拉罕。
And so God called Abraham.
因此神也应许要给亚伯拉罕两种的福气。
And so God had promised to give Abraham two types of promises.
第一种就是要生养后代子孙。
One is that they will raise and have the multiply in descendants.
第二个福气就是要给他迦南美地。
And next is to give him the beautiful land of Canaan.
好，这两个福气后来都得到应验。
And we know that both promises were fulfilled in the end.
当神这样子告诉亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕就相信了。
When God told this to Abraham. Abraham believed.
所以神就因为亚伯兰的相信，就称他为义。
Because of Abraham's belief, therefore he was justified.
所以是亚伯兰这个时候就得到神的呼召。
And during this time was when Abraham was called by God.
所以神就跟亚伯兰立了约。
And so God made a covenant with Abraham.
他说以后你的后代子孙会住在外邦人的地，会住在那里四百年。
So that in the future, your descendants will dwell in the foreign land for 400 years.
然后四百年之后你的后代子孙会从那个国离开。
After 400 years, your people will leave that kingdom.
然后会回到这个迦南地。
And return to the land of Canaan.
好，所以神就跟亚伯拉罕立约。
So God made a covenant with Abraham.
我们来看创世纪十五章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 15.
十五章十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人。那地的人要苦待他们四百年。”
And he said to Abraham, "Now certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years."
十四，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with the great possessions.
我们接着来看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。”
On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants, I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates."
所以这里记载神和亚伯兰立约。
So here it mentions that God made a covenant with Abraham.
就是说你的后代子孙会住在别人的地四百年，然后我会带领他们离开。
That your descendants will live in a foreign land, in a Gentile land for 400 years, and after that I will lead them out.
他们还是要回到这个地来。
Because in the end, they will still return to this land.
因为我要祝福他们。
Because I want to bless them.
所以呢，现在介绍的希伯来人的神啊，就是隐约的有谈到神跟亚伯兰立约的这件事情。
And so when we speak of the God of the Hebrews, we can refer to this incident when God made a covenant with Abraham.
所以当摩西亚伦来跟法老王讲这句话的时候。
So when Moses and Aaron spoke to Pharaoh about this,
他说这个希伯来的神遇见我们了，他就要讲到我们的祖先亚伯拉罕就是跟这位神已经立约了。
So when they said the God of the Hebrews had met with us, he is referring to how this God had made a covenant with their ancestor Abraham.
所以我们现在也真的在这地住了430年了。
And indeed, now we have already dwelt on this land for 430 years.
所以现在我们要按照神的应许，我们就要离开这个地方。
So according to God's promise, now we will depart from this place.
这些都是神立约所说的话。
These were the words that God had spoken in His covenant.
那么神既然这样的立约，我们就会这样子来实现。
And since God had made a covenant in this way, we wish to accomplish this.
所以为什么摩西亚伦来对法老王讲的第一句话就是说，这是希伯来的神啊。
And this is why Moses and Aaron told Pharaoh that this is the God of the Hebrews.
所以他讲希伯来人的神，就已经讲到亚伯拉罕讲到这个立约这整个事情。
When they called or referred to God as the God of the Hebrews, they are actually referring also to Abraham and also this covenant that God made with him.
然后他说，这个神现在遇见我们了。
And so they say that this God has now met with us.
现在这个神要将他对亚伯兰所做的应许现在要应验了。
And this God is about to fulfill and accomplish this covenant that he had made with Abraham.
所以当他们真正离开埃及的时候，那个时候是刚好是430年。
So the time that they left Egypt was after 430 years.
所以我们来看这就是430年啊，这个我们来看出埃及记12章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 12.
40节。
Verse 40.
出埃及记12章40节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 40.
以色列人住在埃及共有430年。
Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years.
41, 正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
42, 这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is the night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations.
所以呢，这就是应验到神的应许要在外地住了400年，然后现在准确说就是430年这个意义是一样的。
So this fulfilled the promise that God had made that they would dwell in the land of the strangers for 400 years, which is the same as the 430 years.
所以现在神遇见我们呢，就是要神要实现他的应许了。
And so now God has met with us, it means that God is about to accomplish His promise.
那也同样就是。我们现在也体验到神要看顾我们的生活了。
And so now we are experiencing how God will take care of our lives.
其实我们说这个以色列人并没有自己这百姓并没有直接遇见神。
The people did not directly see God.
他们呢是透过摩西所传达的这个信息他们相信。
However, they justbelieved in this message that was passed to them through Moses.
真的，当时候遇见神的只有摩西一个人啊。
Because at that time, the only person who met with God or saw God
was Moses.
亚伦自
己也还没有亲自去遇见神。
And Aaron did not see God himself.
以色列的长老跟百姓根本也没有真的自己遇见神。
And so the people nor the elders of the people saw God themselves.
但是现在摩西却说是我们都遇见神。
And however, Aaron and Moses, Moses and Aaron, they said that they have met with God.
啊，我们都遇见神呢，是，所以这不是我一个人呢，是我们所有以色列人全部都遇见神呐。
And so he said that we have met this God, and is not referring to themselves only, but all the people of Israel, they have met this God.
好，那为什么摩西要这样强调是我们呢？
And so why did Moses emphasize on we?
因为神啊，是透过摩西来传达他的信息。
Because God proclaimed his message through Moses.
要叫摩西来做先知。
He had appointed Moses to be his prophet.
那做先知就是传达神的信息。
To be a prophet means to pass on God's message.
那神的信息就是说，我看见百姓的苦啊。
And God's message is that he sees the sufferings of the people.
我现在要来带领以色列人出埃及，离开这个苦难。
Now I will lead the people out of Egypt to depart from the suffering and affliction.
我们看啊，出埃及记第三章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第三章第七节
Chapter 3, verse 7
耶和华说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了我原知道他们的痛苦
And the Lord said I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters for I know their sorrows
第八我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手领他们出了那地到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地、就是到迦南人赫人亚摩利人比利洗人西魏人耶布斯人之地
So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land to a land flowing with milk and honey to the place of the Canaanites the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites
所以神、就告诉摩西说我要把我的百姓在埃及要领他们离开
So God said I will lead my people out of Egypt
我知道他们的痛苦
Because I know their suffering and oppression
我要救他们脱离埃及的苦难
I want to deliver them from this suffering in Egypt
所以现在摩西你要去带领以色列人
So now Moses you need to lead the Israelites
那摩西啊就来告诉以色列百姓神跟他讲的话
And Moses needed to pass on and convey this message that God has spoken.
可是摩西又怕百姓不会相信，是神你真的差遣我来的啊。
And to convey to this people, but he at the same time Moses was afraid that the people would not believe that God actually sent him.
所以神告诉摩西说，你可以行三件神迹来证明是我差遣你的。
So God said you can perform three signs and miracles that prove that I have sent you.
所以在第四章记载了三个神迹。
So in chapter 4, it records these three miracles.
第一个神迹是摩西的杖丢在地上变成一个蛇。
First is that the staff of Moses, when he threw it to the ground, it became a serpent.
然后再拿这个拿这个蛇的尾巴以后，它就变成杖。
And after he take hold of the tail of the serpent, it would turn back into the rod.
好，这是第一个神迹。
And that is the first miracle.
那第二个神迹把他的手放在怀里面。
And so,The second one was that when he placed his hand in his bosom,
然后手再拿出来就变成长了麻风病。
When he takes out his hand, then it will be leprous.
然后再把手再放进怀里面。
But when he returns his hand back to his bosom,
然后再拿出来的时候手又变成好了。
And after he takes it out, then it will be healed.
好，这是两个神迹。
So that's the second miracle.
那如果不听这两个神迹的话
，If the Pharaoh does not listen to these or believe in these two, if the people do not believe in these two miracles,
你可以从河里拿一些水来倒在旱地上。
Then you can draw some water from the river and pour it onto the ground.
然后这个水会变成血。
And the water will turn to blood.
好，这三个神迹做完以后，百姓就会完全相信你乃是我所差遣的人啊。
After he performed these three miracles, then the people will believe that he was one who was sent by God.
然后你要把我要对百姓所做的事情也要告诉百姓让他们都知道。
And then you shall tell my people about all that I have told you.
所以我们来看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
第四章二十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
摩西亚伦就去召聚以色列的众长老。
And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel.
三十，亚伦将耶和华对 摩西所说的一切话述说了一遍，又在百姓眼前行的那些神迹。
And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then he did the signs in the sight of the people.
31, 百姓就信了。以色列人听见耶和华眷顾他们，鉴察他们的困苦，就低头下拜。
Verse 31, so the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.
所以现在呢，百姓啊，他们就是听的摩西所说的那些神所说的话。
And so here the people have heard the words of, from Moses.
啊，那些话是神对摩西说的。
And these were words that God had spoken to Moses.
然后又看到摩西行了这三个神迹。
And they also saw the three signs that Moses had performed.
所以百姓他们就相信了。
Then the people believed.
他们就感谢神说要带领他们离开这个苦难的埃及地。
And so they thanked God for helping them to depart from this land of affliction.
所以现在摩西才可以说我们都遇见神了。
And so this, then that is why Moses and Aaron said that we have met this God.
就是说我们已经听到神说的话了。
And that is, we have heard the words of this God.
我们也看见这些神迹了。
We have seen these miracles and signs.
所以我们相信神就是要带领我们离开苦难。
And so we believe that God will lead us away from this affliction.
我们现在埃及离开以后我们就自由了。
And after we have departed from Egypt, we will be free.
我们就不会再受到埃及人的苦待了。
We will no longer be oppressed by the Egyptians.
所以呢，这就是他们体验神看见神迹的一个结果。
And so this is the result and their experience of witnessing God and the signs that God performed.
其实这个对我们今天来讲也有非常好的信仰上的造就。
And in fact, this.Brings very good edification for us today.
也许我们今天没有像摩西一样亲自去听见神说话，亲自去遇见神。
Perhaps today we are not like Moses who had personally heard the voice of God or had seen God.
但是我们可以像百姓一样看听见神的话，听见摩西所传达的那些话。
However, just like the people who heard the message of God through Moses,
然后又看见摩西所行的神迹。
And they saw the signs and the miracles that Moses had performed.
然后百姓就相信了。
Then the people believed.
因为他们的对神的信仰啊，就是这么的单纯。
Because that is how innocent their faith was in God.
我们今天啊，也是看的圣经，就是这些先知所传达的这些神的话语。
So today, when we read the scriptures, we also see the message that has been preached to us by these prophets.
我们也看见。这些神所差遣的工人所行的神迹。
We have seen the signs and the miracles performed by the workers of God.
这些神迹可能发生在别人的身上，可能发生在我们自己家人的身上。
Some of these signs and miracles may have happened to other people, some may have happened to our family members.
所以我们也听见也看见，所以我们就相信了。
So we have heard and we have seen, so we believed.
所以我们就说神遇见我们啊。
So that is why we say that God has met with us.
然后这就是信仰的根基。
That is the foundation of the faith.
那之后呢，就开始要有一个实际的要敬拜神的动作就出现。
And after that, it is followed by the practical action of worshiping God.
所以我们再看第五章。
Let us read in chapter 5.
第三节下半段就说，所以我们要往旷野去，走三天的路程，要去敬拜神。
In the latter part of verse 3, it says that we need to journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God.
免得他会用瘟疫和刀兵攻击我们。
Lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.
所以现在我们遇见神了。
So now we have met with God.
我们应该要去敬拜神。
So we should worship him.
如果我们没有去敬拜他的话，
If we do not worship him,
那他会用瘟疫跟刀兵来攻击我们。
Then he will attack us with a pestilence or the sword.
所以这就是一种信仰的回应。
So this is a way we respond in our faith.
就是说神遇见我们，这是一个恩典，这是一个福气。
So when God has met with us, this is a grace and a blessing.
因为他要拯救我们啊。
Because he wants to deliver us and save us.
但是我们要有回应。
But we need to respond.
我们就是要回应出敬拜神的动作。
We respond by the action of worship.
我们要回应出要到 离开埃及的这个动作。
We respond by leaving or departing from Egypt.
不要再继续在埃及，再继续受他们的苦待。
Let's no longer dwell in Egypt to be oppressed by these people.
同样的，我们要离开埃及的偶像。
Likewise, we need to depart from the idols of worship.
所以我们要去到旷野地方来敬拜神呐。
So we need to go into the wilderness, into the desert to worship God.
这就是以色列人摩西亚伦在这里传达的信息。
This is the message that Moses and Aaron was preaching to the people.
他们就是要告诉法老王说我们要离开了。
They were telling Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that they are going to depart from there.
我们要去敬拜神哦。
We are going to worship our God.
所以这个对我们今天来讲有非常好的教育啊。
So this is a very, to us, it is very wonderful teaching for us.
今天我们遇见神啊。
Today we have met with God.
或者说是神遇见我们。
Or God has met with us.
我们来看哈。我们应该说是神遇见我们了，这才是正确的说法。
Actually, the right way of putting it is that God has met with us.
那因为神遇见我们，我们才可以告诉别人说我们也遇见神。
Because God has met with us, that is why we are able to tell others that God has met with us.
所以我们常常在说话的顺序有一点偏差了。
Sometimes we may speak in the wrong order.
我们常会说我遇见神了，好像是我来找到神了我来认识神了，好像我是主体神只是被我遇见的一个对象。
And so sometimes we will say, oh, I have met God. It seems as we are the one who have found God, that we are the main subject that we have seen God.
好像是我来找到神。
So it seems as if we were the one who had found God.
但是实际上不是这样。
But in fact, that is not how the situation is.
主耶稣也是说是我拣选你们，不是你拣选我啊。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ said that I have chosen you, not you choosing me.
所以现在也是神遇见我们，而不是我们去遇见神。
So likewise, God is the one who has met with us, not the other way round.
所以我们不该说我遇见神呢那个其实是我要做见证，我可以说出这样的话来。
And so.We say that that God has met with us and we testify in this way.
我可以做见证说我遇见神了，我在哪里遇见神，我有这个体验这是以我为主体我来做见证，我这样说。
But sometimes we may testify and say, oh, I have met or found God in this place and we use ourselves as the main subject.
但是实际真正的说辞应该改成说我在那个地方是神遇见我，神给我了这些恩典呐。
And in fact, the way that we should say is that God has met me at this certain place and has bestowed upon me His blessings and His grace.
好，所以这就是我今天要强调，这是真正的最正确的说法，是说神遇见我们呐，神才是主体，我们只是他遇见的对象。
So this is what we'd like to emphasize today is that.It is God who has met with us, and that God is the main subject.
那我们是对象，我们是 object.
And we are the object.
所以我们今天要回应神这样恩典跟拣选我们遇见我们的这件事情。
So we need to have the right concept of how God is the one who has met with us.
我们要来敬拜神啊。
And therefore we need to worship God.
这就是我们从这句话里面得到的几个感想。
And so these are the...reflections that we receive from these words.
结果是法老王很生气啊。
But as a result, the Pharaoh was very angry.
法老王意思说你们是懒惰的，你们是懒惰了。
So, the Pharaoh accused the people of being lazy.
我们来看17节。
Let's read verse 17.
出埃及记五章十七节。
Exodus chapter 5, verse 17.
但是法老说你们是懒惰的，你们是懒惰的，所以说容我们去敬事耶和华。
But he said, "You are idle, idle. Therefore, you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.'"
十八，现在你们去做工吧，草是不给你们的，砖却要如数交纳。
Therefore, go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks.
哇，所以现在法老王更生气了。
So now Pharaoh was even angrier.
法骂这些以色列人说你们是懒惰的，你们是懒惰的。
And he scolded the Israelites, saying that you are idle, idle.
所以你们这个是找借口了。
You are making an excuse.
所以呢，我不给你们草了。
So I will no longer give you the straw.
你们要自己去找草。
You have to find your own straw.
然后要如数交出这些砖块。
But you still deliver the quota of bricks.
哇，这个以色列人更痛苦了。
So the Israelites were in even more suffering.
所以他们才啊告诉摩西说啊，看怎么办？我们怎么更痛苦呢？那这怎么回事？神啊，你在哪里呀？
And so they spoke to Moses, saying, "Why have you?" brought this trouble and suffering upon us. Where is God?
好，摩西啊，也到神这里来。
And then Moses came to God.
他也对神问啊。
And he also questioned God.
主啊，你为什么苦待这个百姓？
Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people?
我去奉你的名告诉法老王。
I have came to Pharaoh in your name.
然后你怎么都没有拯救他们呢？
But you did not deliver them.
反而让百姓受更大的痛苦呢？
Instead, you allow your people to have greater affliction.
当然啦，这个到第六章，神就开始说，我会有啊一些灾害啊降在埃及人身上，然后啊法老王最后会让门离开的啦。
Of course, later on, we see in chapter 6 that God will send down the plagues upon on Pharaoh, and then in the end, he allowed the people to leave.
啊，这个是第六章以后才有十个灾害的一个记载。
And then that is the 10 plagues that is recorded in chapter 6.
但是现在此时此刻埃及人啊是更大的加重痛苦啊啊跟啊重担啊给这些以色列人。
However, at this point we see that Pharaoh had added more burden and affliction upon the people.
所以让以色列人受更大的痛苦。
So their suffering became even greater.
却好像没有看到神的拯救的作为啊。
It seemed as if they did not see the work of God's deliverance.
这个时候，以色列人啊，这个时候跟摩西一样啊，他们的困惑，到底神啊，你在哪里？你的拯救在哪里？
So at this time, they came to Moses and they are asking, "Where is God? Where is His deliverance?"
其实，这对我们来讲，我们也常常遇到类似的问题，类似的状况。
And actually, we may face similar situations.
有时候我们遇到患难困苦的时候，我们也会祷告。
Sometimes when we face suffering and tribulation, we know how to pray.
但是我们祷告以后怎么没有反应？
However, after we pray, how come it seems as if there is no response?
神啊，你不是说你要拯救我们吗？哎，怎么都没有拯救的一点迹象出现呢？
Oh God, you said you will deliver us. Why do I not see any of your deliverance?
这个时候我们的信心就会被考验。我们要不要继续相信下去？
And at this time, our faith is being tested. Will we continue believing and having faith?
所以这个时候呢，我们就来想一想啊，圣经有一句话告诉我们要等候神啊。
And at this time is when we need to ponder about the words in the Bible, particularly the one that tells us to wait for the Lord.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 30,
十八节
verse 18.
以赛亚书三十章十八节
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18
耶和华必然等候要施恩给你们必然兴起好怜悯你们因为耶和华是公平的神凡等候他的都是有福的
Therefore the Lord will wait and that he may be gracious to you and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you for the Lord is a God of justice blessed are all those who wait for him
所以我们看这个经文啊，好像有一点啊，有点奇怪，是两种等候啊。
So here it seems, might seem strange that there are two types of waiting.
啊，第一种是神的等候，要施恩给我们。
The first type is God who is waiting to be gracious to us.
然后最后一段还说，我们要等候神会得到福气。
And then the next one is the latter part where he says that we need to wait.For God's blessings.
那到底是神在等我们，还是我们在等候神呢？这里经节好像两的情况都有。
So is it God who is waiting for us, or are we waiting for God? It seems that this verse has both situations.
所以这样看起来哈，神其实不是不听我们的祷告，他没有听见，不是这样。
So it is not the case that God has not heard or has not heard our prayers.
也不是说神不在意。不关心我们 的祷告我们的苦难
Nor does it mean that God doesn't care about our affliction or our suffering
其实我们一开始祷告神就知道了
In fact, when we started to pray God already knows
神就要赏赐福气神就要来帮助我们了
And God is ready to give us grace and help us.
可是为什么神没有马上就动手，马上就给我们垂听我们的祷告呢？
But why does God not immediately take action and to show that he has heard our prayer?
因为神在等候一个最好的时机。
Because God is waiting for the best moment.
所以呢，神是其实是已经听到的，他可以立刻马上来垂听我们的祷告的。
God has heard our prayers and he can immediately answer our prayers.
可是神他又想到，他如果马上来解决我们的问题，将对我们的造就不是最大的。
But God also knows that if he were to take immediate action, it may not edify us.
所以他要等候到适当的时机以后，他才要来回应我们的祷告。
And that is why God waits for the right and the best moment in order to answer our prayers.
那个时候是神所定的最好的时候，这个是我们不知道的奥秘啊。
The time is the time that God determines, and that is the best time.And it is a mystery that we do not know.
所以这个时候神要忍耐等候到那个最好的时刻，然后才来解决我们的问题。
And so God is waiting for that best moment in order to resolve our issues.
可是我们人不知道。
But we as people, we do not know.
我们还要继续等候。
We need to continue waiting.
我们要等候神最后会帮助我们解决我们的问题。
We need to wait for God and know that in the end, he will help us resolve our problems.
这个等候的时间我们不知道多长，我们也不知道为什么神要让我们等啊。
However, it's just that we do not know how long we need to wait for, and sometimes we do not know why God wants us to wait.
我们真的不知道神为什么没有马上听我们的祷告。
And we do not know why God does not immediately answer our prayers.
我们真的不知道。
And we really do not know.
但是我们虽然不知道，我们还是要有信心。
And although we do not know,Yet we need to still have faith.
我们还是要继续忍耐等候。
We need to persevere and endure.
我们相信神一定会有他最好的安排的时候，到那个时候他就会帮助我们了。
And to wait and to have faith and believe that God has, God knows when is the best moment and at that time he will help us.
所以又像传道书第三章的那段经文。
And this is just like the verse that is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们看传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes, let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
这是我们一直常常讲的一段经文啊。
These are verses that, this is a verse that we often use.
我们真的应该可以把它背起来。
And we should memorize this.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
14
Verse 14.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him.
所以这里有说神啊。其实早就听到我们的祷告，但是他要等候那个时机到，他才会做。
So here it tells us that God has already heard our prayers, but he is waiting for the right time to carry out his action.
而这一切都是要成为美好的结果。
And all this will, is beautiful in its time.
但是人不能知道神为什么要这样做。
But no one knows and can find out why God works in such a way.
我们还是要信心。
We still need to have the faith.
我们还是要存敬畏的心。
And we need to have a God-fearing
heart. 然后我们就是等候吧。
And then we continue to wait.
所以这就是最后啊，我们只要等候，一定会得到神最好的时机到了，然后他就开始做了。
As long as we continue to wait, when the time comes, the best time, God will start to work.
所以在出埃及第六章以后，就开始记载十大灾害的来到了。
So in Exodus chapter 6 onward, it starts to talk about the 10 plagues.
所以呢，如果没有法老王这种加重负担给以色列百姓，显出他更大的罪恶。
If the Pharaoh did not add onto the burden upon the people to reveal his wickedness,
那神要降下十大灾害呢，那可能还不会那么严重了。
Then perhaps the 10 plagues that God will send upon the Pharaoh.Will not be that serious or severe.
所以呢，其实这些都是神所定的时机的，一定要等到法老王话一致拒绝，不要让以色列百姓离开埃及，一直到最后最后极端的地步，那神十大灾害就全部降下来了。
And so God is waiting that Pharaoh continues to refuse letting the people go, and to the very extreme end, at the end, is when God sent down the 10 plagues.
所以如果法老王一次就同意让他们出来，那神就没有机会降十大灾害。
If Pharaoh were to just agree right away and let the people leave Egypt, then God will not have opportunity to send down the 10 plagues.
那这样埃及人就不会受到那些灾害的惩罚。
And then the Egyptians will not be punished by the 10 plagues.
那么以色列人也看不到那十大灾害给他们的恩典。
And the Israelites will not be able to see how much grace and blessing had been given to them through the 10 plagues.
我们知道如果再读下去，我们发现有一个很奇妙的现象。
And if we continue reading, we see that there's a very miraculous phenomenon.
在这十大灾害里面，有一些灾害是只有埃及人有灾害，可是以色列人这边是没有灾害的。
That amongst the plagues, we see that some of them only affected the Egyptians and it did not affect the Israelites.
所以你看哦，这就是神为什么等候时机呀，啊。 要等候法老王拒绝让以色列人出埃及，这个时机到，然后才开始有这个灾害的出现。
And so we see this is why God had waited, for this timing in order to send the 10 plagues upon the Pharaoh.
这就是神在等候这个最好的时机。
And that this is an example of how God is waiting for the best moment.
这是我们现在看才明白的。
And this is what we understand now after reading this.
可是当时候以色列百姓是不明白，为什么神没有听我们的祷告，没有拯救我们呢？
But at that time, for the Israelites, they did not understand why, even though they prayed to God, it is as if God did not hear their prayer.
其实神在等候时机。
But in fact, God is waiting for the right time.
那这些就记录在圣经里面，给我们做最好的一个教训了。
And all these have been recorded in the Bible so that they serve as the best teachings for us that we
can learn from.
So today, if our prayers have not been answered right away, let us not give up or lose hope. Because God is waiting for the best moment and the best time to answer our prayers. So today, as long as we believe and we continue to wait and have faith, then that is the right thing to do.
敬拜的这位神。
And so this is the God whom we worship today.
我们一起唱诗。
And so now let's sing him.
425.
425.